Joy Speaks remembers the day Barbara Johns appeared on stage in an impromptu assembly at Robert Roosa Moton High School in Farmville.
And then she started with her, I call it, iconic speech.
As the story goes, Johns had enough of the overcrowding, leaky roofs, and secondhand textbooks that came with the racially segregated school. With a secret student planning committee, she plotted a scheme to lure the principal off the school grounds, gather the entire student body into the auditorium, and urge them to walk out of the school in a collective protest.
She started to quote scriptures about a child should lead and God was on our side, and that's why we all should come together and go on strike and stay on strike until we get a new school. And then one girl got up and she said, well, what if they put us all in jail? And Barbara said, the jail is not big enough to hold us all.
The student body walked out with Johns that day and didn't return for 2 weeks. Their action morphed into a lawsuit, which 3 years later reached the U.S. Supreme Court. The suit was part of the Brown versus Board of Education case that began the dismantling of lawful segregation. Of the 5 suits involved, Virginia's was the only sparked by a student-led strike.
That I should have studied history at a Virginia university, should be passionate about history, and not have heard of Barbara Johns is kind of mind-blowing to me.
Virginia Congressman Tom Garrett drafted the state's 2017 resolution to designate April 23rd Barbara Johns Day. Garrett says he didn't learn about Johns or the Moton High School strike until 2011, when he campaigned for state Senate. He wants more people to learn about this history.
And the fact that this 16-year-old girl had the same courage as, say, a Patrick Henry, that she would stand up and speak to injustice at the risk of her very life, and that we didn't know who she was, I just felt like it was a story that needed to be told.
Lawmakers unanimously approved the resolution after Garrett took his seat in Congress. He says he's now drafting a bill to award Johns a posthumous Congressional Gold Medal. Later this year, Virginia's 2019 commemoration will launch a new History Trails app designed to digitally guide explorers to sites like the old high school where the strike started, what is now the Robert Roosa Moton Museum.
We see here a number of members of the student body.
Inside its narrow halls, the wood floors creak as museum director Cameron Patterson walks me through the 6 galleries. He says being in a place where history happened adds a unique dimension of understanding.
You know, from the crack that you see in the back of the wall in the auditorium that came about as a result of the basketball hoop that hung to the auditorium stage, I think to be here kind of just puts you in that period of time. And I think it gives a deeper connection to what those students did.
The museum has books, photos, and news articles to help visitors learn about the time period. Patterson hopes visitors and those who only hear or read about Barbara Johns and Moton High will be inspired by a story of community and altruism.
And I think you capture that spirit and that energy of Barbara and the other Moton students through the role and the impact that you have in your community. You capture that energy and spirit by the service that you give to others.
Soraya Wintersmith, WCVE News.